Welcome to Drawpod, Drawing on the Radio.
Welcome to episode 3 of the second series of Drawpod. This week, we're going to get you to do the same thing again and again and again and again. It's like a work simulation, but more fun. How are you doing, Natalia?
I'm good. I'm excited for this one because I do love drawing faces. It's my favorite thing.
So the way this is going to work is we're going to ask you to get a piece of paper, and if you can start at the top left-hand corner, and we'd ask you to draw a face. It can be the face of anybody you like or just a face that you can draw. It doesn't matter. But we want you to spend 2 minutes drawing that face, and that 2 minutes starts now.
Right, by now your face should have some sort of shape, maybe eyes. 90 seconds to go. Some nose, maybe you've got mouth. What does face have? Seconds to go. That's your face. Leave the pen and paper. You're good.
Fantastic. Okay, so well done. That's a good start. We want you to now draw the same face again, but this time we're going to give you 90 seconds to do it, and that time starts now.
You might find that you don't want to draw everything on that face, or you're just drawing quicker. It's up to you. See how you feel. 60 seconds to go. You've got 30 seconds. Seconds. Don't forget the eyes. And you're done.
Okay, so you've got two faces now. That isn't an insult, by the way. Now, let's see if we can do the same face again, this time in 60 seconds. Ready, steady, go.
minute to draw a face is still a lot, guys, so don't fret. 30 seconds to go. And you've got last 5 seconds. Don't forget the nose. And that's it.
Okay, so how many faces is that now? We've got 3 faces on the page.
Yeah.
Now things are going to get a little bit quicker. We'd like to draw the same face again. This time, you've got 30 seconds, starting from now.
I'm sure you're getting pearls by now and you know the face even without looking at the paper. 10 seconds to go. And last few seconds. You're done.
Very good. Okay, that was 30 seconds. Now let's up the ante a bit. Face number 5. You've got 15 seconds and that starts now.
This is getting really, really tough, I'm sure, you guys, but you can do it. Last few seconds. What can you draw in 15 seconds? And you're done.
5 faces. The 6th face is going to be in just 5 seconds. Are you ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
And that's that. Leave the pen and paper. That was a quick one, but you did it. Well done.
There we go. Does more time spent on something give you better quality? That's one of the things that we want to ask out of that little exercise. What do you think?
Well, I think it's really, really important to, again, train your brain to do something that you're not ready for, especially in a very timed manner. So the whole kind of random input that we gave you and a time frame really, really makes a difference. So notice what you did in the first 2 minutes and notice how different is the face when you got down to 15 seconds, but you still managed to do something, whether that's the shape of the face, maybe that's only the eyes or whatever that is. But so notice how the time pressure forces you to make different choices and draw less and less and less of the details. But it's very important and interesting to see what is the last face really looking like. So which decisions did you make? Did you go for the eyes, for the mouth, for the shape of the head? What was it? We would love to see the difference between all the drawings that he did.
It's also that there's something about the way the human brain is able to make very little detail into a face. It's a thing called pareidolia, which enables us to be able to see faces in all sorts of things. Anyway, we'd like to see yours. You can share it with us on Twitter at drawpod or on Instagram at draw_pod. Send them in. Love to see what you've come up with.
See you next week.